You keep repeating yourself. All right, we're live. We're live. Divided Nick is on fire because, you know, Coach got the games right. And, you know, he's a little bit out of shape. Coach called it. What can I tell you?
If you knew anything about football,
and I don't.
The problem is you don't. You really don't. Obviously, you really
I obviously don't.
I mean, and let's go. Let's go over the whole year too. You know, your locks record and all your other thing. You get two wins, which, let's be honest, both wins you probably shouldn't have got because you if you look at the game and watch the game, the story was. Two one seeds that lost the game. I mean, you know, look, credit to, you know, the Bengals and the Niners. They made the plays when they had to. They both did. I mean, but to me, it's more a story. Like I said, it just if you know the game, it's, you know, the things the one seeds didn't do. Both games. I think the Titans made more mistake. I mean, the Packers basically comes down to special teams. I mean, which is brutal. And the sad thing is, you gotta feel bad for the Titans defense and that Packers defense, who balled out yesterday. And neither of those defenses deserved to lose. I mean, you know, they sacked Burrow 9 times. But you know, I mean, come on, we could go through the mistakes. I mean, there's a laundry list of them.
Yeah. I mean, look, when you get sacked 9 times, you shouldn't win the football game because that offensive line was terrible.
Well, I mean, that goes to Burrow. I mean, the guy is he's made of, you know, he's got like ice going through his veins. I mean, he was unbelievable. I mean, you know, he made some mistakes, obviously, but the guy's unbelievable. He really is. I mean – somebody who gets sacked 9 times usually has happy feet. Right. You know, you're seeing people coming, and he did take a couple bad sacks to kind of make the field goal longer, and then one time completely took him out of field goal position. But I mean, look, honestly, in that game, the difference in the game is Joe Burrow, because who had the better quarterback won. Because Joe Burrow was better than Tannehill. Tannehill's going to hear it. I mean, he was bad. He was bad.
Absolutely. And another team who's a quarterback away.
Right. Well, Stiz, what were your thoughts on the games yesterday?
Listen, I got to give props to my third cousin, Joe Burrow. You know what I mean? In the house. Listen, I had to break out the old Ocho Cinco jersey for celebration today. You know, the only thing really that went right for me yesterday was my bold prediction coming through with Cincinnati making it past 2 rounds.
I mean, yeah, I said it too, even though I went against it yesterday. I said Bengals. We'll see what happens today.
It was, you know, it was a tough day for the, I mean, number one seeds get put out, go on vacation early. And I mean, you know, it's tough for the NFL, I guess, and tough for the number one seeds. You know, you get that week off and you hope that, you know, helps your status out. But, you know, apparently yesterday it didn't. Bengals, I liked anyway. You're right about 9 sacks on Joe Burrow. The kid stood strong, you know, and made it happen. Right. And you know, it didn't faze him. I don't know if you heard this or not, but, you know, before Evan McPherson lines up for that 52-yard game winner, Burrow went and tweeted out, "See you guys in the AFC Championship."
That's what the kicker said. The kicker said to him, "I'm going to take us to the AFC Championship game."
That's balls, baby. I love it. I love it. You know, and listen, that kid Evan McPherson was lights out, man. For a rookie, he MVP was lights out this year. You know, MVP a lot of people don't talk about kickers too much. But listen, right, that's one you should talk about. I mean, you know,
especially in that spot and the length of the field goals that he hit. I mean, he's the MVP of the game yesterday, probably, for the Bengals. I mean, you know, and if you see his press conference, he's so young. He looks like he's 18 years old, man.
I know.
And like got the job done, obviously. I mean, really, I mean, and every single one of his kicks, like, it's just straight through the middle, it seems like.
Yeah,
I mean,
spot on.
Yeah, he's a stud. He really is. He really is. Coach?
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely, man. He's the guy, and that's how important your kicker is. You don't talk about him until he misses a game, misses a kick. But
sure,
you know, here's a guy that's, you know, and he's a rookie, you know, had the stones to just say, hey man, I got this. And you know,
and they always say that's, you know, that's your only job is to kick it through the uprights, right? Listen, yeah, man, that's one hell of a job there, you know. Right. That's a pretty antagonizing job, and you know, people sometimes underplay it. But you know, listen, when you miss them field goals, they don't talk much about missed catches because there's so many of them. You know what I mean? Missed passes, fumble footballs. Okay, a little bit. You miss a kick, you miss a field goal. Jesus Christ, you might as well be put on the cross.
The Titans Bengals game, in all honesty, I thought Mike McCarthy was really calling the plays for Mike Vrabel. That's one thing I got to say. You know, yesterday I was preaching Vrabel and how he was one of the, you know, might be the most underrated coach in the NFL. It was a bad day for him yesterday. And just to name the amount of plays, I mean, obviously you throw the interception on the first play. I mean, and you think how egregious is that? How egregious is his first and last throws were interception, Tannehill. And the last one's just you can't do that.
Like, yeah,
you know, at the 50-yard line with 20 seconds to go to give him a shot to get a field goal, then he missed A.J. Brown, who was, you know, 4 yards from any defender, wide open for a touchdown. Tannehill missed him. You have, obviously, the third and one. You know, Coach, you know how we talked last week and I said that Dak quarterback draw.
Yeah. Was
the second worst play call in history. Well, now I think that might be beat by when you're third and one and you run an option and Tannehill holds it and doesn't give it to Derrick Henry.
Right.
And then you go, you know, he loses a yard. I think you're fourth and about a yard and a half. And they call another horrible call. And, you know, Henry gets stuffed. But you give it to Henry there on third down, he gets the first. I mean, they just made numerous mistakes. I mean, you know, obviously they dropped the interception, you know, in the red zone, the Titans. And then also in the first quarter there, they'd had a first down and the fullback dropped the ball.
Now, I didn't think Joe Burrow's that one interception he had, the first one, mm-hmm. I didn't think that was an interception. I thought he trapped it on the ground. The replay to me looked like he trapped it on the ground. But
it was close. It was one of those, Coach, it was one of those.
I could have went either way. I know.
Field. Yeah, and if it was an incomplete pass, was the call on the field, they probably would have kept it there.
Right.
It was close because it looked like he had control, but then it did look like it hit the ground too. So it was kind of a tough call.
Yep. No, Billy, you're not the only one that owns a Bengals jersey, buddy.
Billy, I represent for you, my man. I had to go deep in the wardrobe for this one, for this old school Ocho Cinco jersey. At one point, these guys may not know, but I was at eBay or I mean, I was all over eBay. I bought every jersey around of all the popular players. So I just happened to keep the Chad Ocho Cinco jersey around and perfect time to break it out.
Now, guys, how good can this Bengals team become? I mean, here, you know, this is basically year two of Burrow. I mean, I would think they had hoped maybe wild card playoff spot, you know. And here you win the division. You've made an AFC championship run. I mean, really – the sky's probably the limit if you look in the Bengals organization. You get, you know, look, that offensive line obviously needs some improvement when you give up 9 sacks yesterday. But if you get them an offensive line, and look, their defense, that's the one thing you got to give kudos to. That Bengals defense made a lot of plays yesterday.
And
they made them when they had to. And not a lot of people, Joe Burrow gets a lot of the accolades, but that Bengals defense is really good and underrated, and hasn't been talked about much this year, but they ball too. And, you know, that Bates, the safety played well. They're a real good, but to me, The sky's the limit for the Bengals. And I mean, just to think how much better they can still get is pretty crazy. Stiz, how good do you think they can get?
Well, I mean, you said it right. You know, Bengals top five rush defense, we all talked about yesterday, but their offensive line is the problem. And yeah, you have to shore that up, because that's the last thing you want to do, man, is get Joe Burrow hurt again. You know what I mean?
Right.
Nine sacks is just uncalled for from your offensive line. So you have to tighten that up big time, and that should be the main focus next year. Now look, you know, Penny Sewell was the one guy everybody talked about in the draft, right? But they went after Jamar Chase. Great move the way it pans out. Jamar Chase has just been a baller this year.
Yeah.
So now next year, you know, you focus on offensive line and you go from there. But their offense, listen, their offense, I think, will be ranked with the Buffalo Bills, with the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to be able to compete with them, hopefully, for the upcoming years. Yeah. So once you get that offensive line, you know, kind of tightened up, I think they'll be all right.
What's crazy, and it shows you to how good Joe Burrow is, when you don't have an offensive line, you don't usually make it this far.
No.
Right. And, you know, he's the most sack quarterback in the league. And I've just never seen somebody who can take nine sacks like that. And really, his interception, it was a tip pass. It wasn't like it was an egregious interception.
Yeah.
I mean, he's threw for 300 and some yards. I mean,
well, he's young. He's young. So that kind of helps him being on his backside a lot of times. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. No, but I mean, he, like I said, he's got ice going through his veins. He'll sit there and take the hit. Like I said, he did. The only criticism I would have had of him yesterday, he took a couple bad sacks and took them out of field goal range. And I think there was one that did cost him a field goal, but the rest McPherson put away. And then there was one where they had to delay a game and it kind of ended up kind of helping him, but it was a delay a game. So, I mean, the refs made the right call and he got it in there closer. But I mean, look, man, the Bengals, no matter what now, you know, they got nothing to lose, man. You know, you go to an AFC championship game, even this game, I mean, they got nothing to lose. I mean, and they've beaten the Chiefs before. So, and I was that game in Kansas City? Do you guys remember?
Yes, I think it was.
I do not remember.
I don't remember. But you know, we didn't touch on this. You know, the Bengals, that's the first time in franchise history they've won a road playoff game.
And that, you know who the team with the most road playoff losses before they got a win is, Coach? You know who it is?
No.
It's your Giants.
Really?
The Giants were 0-8 before they got their first road win. Wow. Bengals are 0-7.
Wow.
Cincinnati was at home versus the Chiefs.
Okay. They were home.
431 win.
So that makes it a little different, obviously. You're going into Arrowhead, you know, AFC Championship if the Chiefs win, or you're going to go into Buffalo. What are their chances, guys? I mean, obviously both games are different matchups, but do you think is there a realistic chance the Bengals can win the AFC Championship, or do you think it's the end if they beat, you know, if they play the Bills or the Chiefs?
Go, Coach. All right. Well, look, I don't think it's the end. I think they believe, you know, you have a bunch of young kids that are, hey, you know, they have that attitude. We're showing everybody we belong here, and they don't care. I really think they have a legitimate shot of winning the AFC championship.
Yeah. I mean, look, obviously you have a shot. I don't think they will, but, that offensive line is going to come to cost you eventually. But, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think what the – I would still think, you know, in my opinion, I think, as crazy as it might sound, I think the Chiefs is still the better probably option for them. I think the Bills – would give them trouble just because the Bills' defense is a little bit better than the Chiefs' defense and just the whole Josh Allen. But, you know, we'll see because, you know, neither of them. And that's the other thing. The Bengals, you know, Stiz brought it up yesterday, a great point by Stiz about their rush defense. The Bills and the Chiefs are more obviously throw the ball, and I think that can be a little bit of a weakness to the Bengals. But hey, look at the Bengals once again. You know, they got down 14-0 to the Chiefs, and a lot of people would have said, all right, warm the bus up, it's off. And it shows you the resolve of the Bengals. They didn't, and they kept playing and came back on the Chiefs. And, you know, I think they held them to a field goal in the second half of that game.
Well, I know Burrow doesn't like to hear this phrase, but, I mean, they are the true underdog / Cinderella story as of right now.
Yeah.
You know, is there a chance? Sure, there's always a chance, but I think these more reputable teams, you know, playoff-bound teams in Buffalo or Kansas City, I think might be too much for them. And I think the reasoning that Nick just said is going to cost them because they are more pass-heavy than two teams. Right. And Cincinnati may not be able to keep up with them.
Right. Now, guys, is Tannehill possibly in trouble with the Titans? Any chance?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you see the playoff failures, and you see a game like yesterday where, and you know, Vrabel came out and said you're not going to blame it all on one player. But to me, honestly, if I'm Tannehill, I thought he should have went up and said this one's on me.
I mean,
you know, look, you're the quarterback, and you know, you get the credit and you get the blame, but how do you not, if you're him, say the game was, like I said, many of the misplays were because of that quarterback position. And then you got, you know, two pretty bad interceptions there. Stid, any chance you think they move on from Tannehill or maybe explore options, or do you think they run it back?
Well, I think they definitely explore options. I think it's definitely something you need to talk about in the offseason for sure.
Right.
I mean, you know, he ended up throwing three interceptions total in the game.
Right.
And, man, you can't do that. They always say, you know, some tip balls and stuff like that. But, yeah, a couple of them, two of them at least out of the three were real bad.
Right.
You know?
Right.
First one of the game was real bad. I mean, right away, first set of plays.
So is the last one of the game where, you know, just don't make that throw. It's not there. Go to overtime.
Clock management, the worst thing you can do is get a couple plays. You hopefully get in field goal position. And you go for the field goal, and like you said, Nick, you know, worst case scenario, you go to overtime and you know, you play it from there. But that's the last thing you want to do, man. 21 seconds left, I think there were, something like that.
I mean, but then you talk too. You have an interception inside the 10-yard line where they run that. Why you're running a freaking screen? And that's the thing too, where coaching drove me nuts. The Titans ran the ball all the way down to the 10-yard line. It was run, and then you throw a screen. Great play on the Bengals defensive play. He comes on the blitz, but Tannehill shouldn't have thrown it. He should have seen the guy who was bearing down on him. Bengals defender makes a great play. Let's not, you know, but, you know, that's a huge mistake. I think holding it on third and one was a huge mistake by Tannehill. And then that A.J. Brown play where A.J. Brown's got him by 3 or 4 yards and a touchdown. In this kind of game, you got to make that throw.
Yeah.
And you look at a game like that, you just didn't have – and A.J. Brown balled out. I mean, think if he gets that catch too. I mean
– listen, that one-hand catch in the end zone, my God. I mean, you know, if it wasn't for him, you know, they wouldn't have even been in this game, Tennessee. You know, I had my doubts. I'll be honest with you, fellas. Yeah. You know, Cincinnati comes down and scores 3 field goals. We know how it is. Can't beat teams. Can't beat number one seeds. It can't be good teams scoring field goals. Right, Coach?
Right. That's right. You need sevens instead of threes, man. Threes ain't gonna do it.
Yeah, you guys are right.
So and I was a little nervous.
You know, and that's another thing the Bengals did. I mean, look, obviously the 4 field goals, but coming out that first drive, taking the ball down the field in the second half and getting that touchdown was huge. I know the Titans, you know, came back and tied it up, but still, that was a huge, you know, statement too, I thought, for the Bengals coming out like that. And you know what? Credit to Zach Taylor. He's done a hell of a job this year. He really has with that team. And, you know, it's good to see somebody different. You know what I mean? That's one thing I'll say. It's good to see somebody different, you know, going for the – and that's why football's great. You know, it's because, look, the Bengals were what? 4 wins last year, Stiz, whatever.
Yeah.
And you're playing to go into the Super Bowl now.
It's crazy. I know.
That's what's great about the NFL.
Cinderella story, man. Yep. You know, you love to see it.
Yeah. And so, look, that game was, you know, that was tough for me. But now to the debacle that's just
really – oh, God. Hey, I just want you to know I got a note here that says you better talk about that amazing kicker, Robbie Gould.
In those conditions, look, to me, It doesn't beat Vinatieri's kick in that Raiders game. Remember, Coach?
Yep.
That was in a really bad storm.
The tuck game.
But it's right up there, Coach. It's, you know, for a 46-yarder, you know, to go to the NFC Championship game, that's a huge kick. But to me, the bigger play, and look, the Packers' defense played great. And the only, I wouldn't say criticism, the only thing I would say is, man, on that third and seven, the fact that you couldn't stop Debo and you let him get that first down, they probably go in overtime if that doesn't happen. If they stop him, because you saw he barely got it from 46. If you stop him there, they probably they might not even attempt the field goal. They might have just punted it because if you miss, you don't want to put Aaron Rodgers right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, once again in that game, obviously, you know, special teams is the difference in the game. You had two long kickoff returns by the Niners, one to midfield. You have a blocked field goal, and you have a blocked punt. And, you know, essentially, that's the difference in the game. I mean, Packers should have won that game.
But who would have thought that Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw a touchdown pass?
Crazy.
No.
In a playoff game. I mean. Now,
Stiz, I want to ask you, did you see the play to Aaron Jones at the end of the first half?
The long 75-yard reception?
Yeah. I don't understand. Why did he try cutting it back
up? Yeah, yeah. Why did you just run straight?
I thought he had a chance to score. He at least would have been even closer.
I know.
So it would have been 26 seconds. I mean, obviously, Rodgers takes the sack. Luckily, they recover the fumble. But, man.
Well, you know, and also, if you've seen that pass to Aaron Jones, he had to kind of maneuver himself to catch that ball. And you've seen he almost fell down when he caught it.
Right.
He had to kind of regroup himself, turn himself around, and go. But you're right. I don't know why he didn't cut back and try to shoot for the end zone. It was, I don't know. It was just odd. I think he may have had a shot.
Yeah. You know? If he just kept running down the sideline, I think he might have. I don't know what too. It was a good pass. I don't know what he got crossed up with. And man, that would have been if they get a touchdown there. That might have been the backbreaker.
Right.
And that's what it comes down to. And look, I'm not going to blame this one on the refs. But that was one thing I didn't like because I thought Mercedes Lewis's – and look, that's a huge play, the Mercedes Lewis fumble. But I thought that and the Ayuk fumble were almost the same thing. Because, you know, Mercedes Lewis didn't have control at first either, but they called that a fumble and the other one a drop pass. But, yeah, that's where it started. The Packers were in rhythm. Everything was going. The momentum was really going. And then that Mercedes Lewis really – just stop the momentum of that Packers offense, and they never really picked it up again. And one thing I'll say, too, I'm curious if you guys agree. I thought the weather – and what's up, Sammy? I thought that snow really affected the second half, too, because it slows down Devontae. And then, look, let's be honest, guys. It comes down to – and why was Aaron Rodgers so pissed at the Packers, because they went and drafted Jordan Love and he wanted pieces around him.
Right.
And what did you have last night other than Devontae Adams?
Yeah, unfortunately, Randall Cobb didn't do much, you know.
Neither did what's his face? Lazard. And the tight end had a big drop.
Yeah.
But I felt that, you know, in the first drive with the Packers, they leaned on that running game and they just got away from it. You know, I mean, you have those two big backs. They're pounding it out. And, you know, for me.
Dylan got hurt late. Dylan got hurt, and he didn't come back in. He got hurt. He got a chest injury.
Chest injury, yep.
Yeah.
But that was late in the game. I just felt like you went away from the run after that first kind of series, you know.
I thought the Niners did a good job of stopping it, though, too. But, yeah, that was one of my problems with. After the blocked punt, like the Packers almost looked like they, I don't want to say panicked, but why Rodgers is going for the double coverage to Devontae Adams 60 yards down the field, just grab a first down. You know what I mean? You don't want to just punt and give it right back to the Niners, and that's what they did. Yeah, I mean, well, like I said, I thought, you know, and look. You know, LaFleur, who wins about 80% of his, you know, he does, wins 80% of his regular season games. Now you're seeing again, I mean, 0-1 in the playoffs. He's 2-3 in the playoffs. So there's going to be a lot of criticism there. And now, you know, guys, we get into the whole Aaron Rodgers side of the thing. And he said last night, you know, didn't mince his words. He said, I don't want to be part of a rebuild. They have a lot of free agents. Tanyan's a free agent. Obviously, Cobb's going to be a free agent. I think the Lazard's a free agent. And then, obviously, the big one's Devontae Adams.
Right.
Who they think they might
franchise
tag, obviously. But, you know, I don't know if he's going to want that. And especially if Rodgers move on, you know, Rodgers moves on. What do you guys think? I'll start with you, Stus. What do you think happens with Aaron Rodgers? Do you think he's played his last game as the Packers QB, or do you think he comes back?
Well, I mean, I think the big play is the Devontae Adams. I mean, it really depends on what they do with him. You know, if they keep Devontae Adams, maybe there's a chance that Aaron Rodgers stays. I think they're going to talk to each other in the offseason and try to game plan something. You know, if they both leave, I don't know how they're going to pair up somewhere. I don't know what team's going to be able to afford them. I mean, we said it earlier in the year that, you know, he was going after this year. You know what I mean? No matter what, especially if he won a Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, now things are a little different. So going to be a Denver quarterback, Ted says.
Ted, you know, there's no way, man. Why would you want to play Mahomes
you never know.
The other kid twice.
The AFC is going to be tough, but the Packers aren't going to trade him there. I think he winds up in Indy, or he winds up in possibly Denver. But you're not going to trade him in the NFC. You're going to send him
Cleveland.
Yeah, but that's possible too. I mean, those right there, I think, are your three options.
And now I think I put Tennessee in the mix.
I mean,
that's possibly interesting.
But you know, yeah, that would be
interesting.
All four of them, I think that makes them immediate Super Bowl contenders. Oh, all four of those teams.
100%.
I mean, I do agree with you. I wouldn't love Denver because I think of those four teams, that's probably the weakest team. I would take Tennessee, Cleveland, or Indy over all of them. But here's another thing, guys. Green Bay's $40 million over the cap. So they got to, you know, to go give Devontae Adams, you know, you franchise him, you know, that means you're going to have to give him $16, $17 million, and that's all against the cap.
That's the problem, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it's, you know, Billy, another good one. That's true, too. I'm forgetting, yeah, Pittsburgh. Put Aaron Rodgers on Pittsburgh.
I just don't see Pittsburgh going and making that kind of move.
Aaron's smart. I really think he's going to – he wants a good line. He knows about line play. I really think it's going to be Indy or Cleveland. You know, I think those are the two best spots because you got two good offensive lines and you got decent defenses, you know.
And I'm going to throw one more out at you. If Tom Brady retires, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to trade him in the conference, but maybe, yeah.
But, yeah. You know. I think Brady has a couple more years, though.
Who knows? He's probably runner-up MVP, you know. Yeah. You know, the one thing, though, and there's been some chatter about that, Stiz, but I think, remember he said, I'm going to play till I'm 45, and everybody – you know Brady. I think he's coming back next year. I think maybe after next year. And, you know, he played to 45 like he told everybody he would. And, you know, but I think he's still got 1 year left in him. I'm going to agree with that.
Listen, we'll send a limo here in Philly, Ted, for Aaron Rodgers. No problem. Bring him right to Pat Steaks and, you know, show him around Philly. And, you know, no problem.
You know – I mean, Green Bay might think the Eagles just because maybe they think if he goes to the Eagles, it doesn't make them a Super Bowl contender, possibly. But no matter what, the Packers got to realize if you lose Aaron Rodgers, your team is
a complete rebuild.
You're not a playoff team anymore. I agree with you, Ted. I wouldn't give up a ton just because of his age, but I definitely would give up a first-round pick. and, you know, maybe, you know, a second round pick next year, I definitely would give something up because Aaron Rodgers, you know, Devontae Smith all of a sudden would be a 1,400 yard receiver. He would, because he's got, you go from Jalen Hurts to Aaron Rodgers, that's going to be the big thing. Now, look, guys, one other thing, too, before we get into today's games. Jimmy G, is he not making it harder to trade him? I mean, I know he wasn't great yesterday, let's be honest. And he threw up about four balls that could have been pick sixes, too. Packers just couldn't take advantage of it. Yeah, did you see those ducks, Diz? Sure. Yeah. Man, the one guy, all he needed to do was look up. But still, you know, especially you get to a Super Bowl, how do you move on to a guy to an unproven commodity in Trey Lance?
I don't know. I mean, I think the 49ers got egg on their face at this point because you went and you know, you gave up draft capital.
Yeah, but maybe you trade Lance to a team that needs a quarterback and maybe you at least recruit one of your first-round picks.
Yeah, maybe. But are you going to give up a first-round pick for an unproven commodity?
Well, I mean, if you're going to draft a quarterback and you like him more than any quarterback that's in the draft this year.
Listen, Ted, Debo is the truth.
Oh, you know what?
He would have probably shined at the quarterback position the way he's put up numbers this year.
I mean, and look, let's give credit to whoever it was that put him at running back. That changed their season around. It changed that offense. And he's like a running back at receiver. I mean, look at the kickoff return. That was a huge play to midfield. I mean, Debo – I mean, he's the jack of all trades. I mean, the guy's a stud. And give him credit, too. He got jacked up a little bit there. I don't know if he got the wind knocked out of him or what, but he took a shot, man. And he came back up. And look, no matter what you – and I don't know if you guys agree, that third down run on third and seven played a game. I mean, the kick was great, too, Coach, not to take anything away from your boy. Sure. No, but that run on third and seven where he broke two or three tackles – That's the play of the game in my opinion, because that gets them to I think where they make the field goal. I don't think without getting that first down, I don't think they make the field goal.
Well, I'm interested in seeing what's going on with Debo because you saw him hopping off the field late. Yeah. So I'm not sure what exactly happened. You know, some type of leg injury, obviously, because he was hopscotching off the field. And if you've seen too, George Kittle was banged up right at the end of the game. Yes.
Yep. So it was Trent Williams.
I'll tell you what, man. That's some tough losses there.
But you know, Kittle dropped in that first quarter there. He was wide open down the middle of the field and dropped that pass. He let it come into his chest and he dropped it. I mean, that was a touchdown.
Definitely had a shot at it with his physical ability, no doubt about it.
Sure, he don't drop too many of them.
But look, he bounced back right after it. Kittle's another one. Yep. That's just a beast. I mean, now one thing I do want to say before we obviously go to the other games, how about, man, the whole story of the Titans and the Packers was the defenses couldn't get it done. The defenses got it done yesterday. Packers, I mean, the offense definitely kind of let them down, but I think obviously it was more the special teams. Should have won. And the Titans, it was just turnovers and mistakes. So, but the defenses, I thought, balled out. So let's start off today. Rams-Bucks play. Winner gets the Niners. And if the Bucks, I'll give my pick later. But, could you imagine Brady Garoppolo in the NFC Championship? Brady against his hometown team that he said he, ever since they haven't drafted him, he's had a chip on his shoulder about the Niners. And then they also, he wanted to go to the Niners when he was a free agent, and they shunned him then too.
Yeah,
his former backup QB, Jimmy G. So I think that would be a great story. But Brady, 12-1 at home in the divisional round. The Bucs banged up a lot, you know, injuries. I don't know. As Stiz or Coach, have you guys heard anything on the two linemen? Is worse playing today? Because I think he had a high ankle sprain. Or Jensen. Have either of you guys heard anything on them?
I have not heard.
One is in and one is out, but I don't know.
Worse out. But look, do you guys think the injury possibly catch up for the Bucks in this game? Stiz, I'll start with you.
you know what? They haven't as of yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? Tom Brady just keeps on trucking along. So, you know, we said in the beginning of the year, or, you know, beginning of the playoffs, that they would, you know, with them losing such, you know, high commodities. And Fournette's back, which is a good sign. But, you know, you're still missing Godwin. You're still missing a couple pieces. Even the kid that caught that touchdown pass, Grayson, against the Jets, he looks like he was out. Now it looks like I saw he's questionable. No, I think Tom Brady does it with whoever he has on the field. So I don't think it's going to matter, to be honest with you.
Okay, Coach, do you think?
Yeah, we've seen Tom play with pedestrians and make them look like all pros. So it wouldn't surprise me, but I think this is the end of the line for them.
Okay, but I do think with the linemen, especially the center, man, with an Aaron Donald up the middle in this pass rush, you know, having linemen injured is a different ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, obviously this Rams pass rush is, come on, you got Von Miller, Floyd, and Aaron Donald up the middle coming at you. And you saw what they did to Kyler Murray, you know, who can move. Right. Tom Brady, not known for his
rushing ability.
Yeah. Right. But his pocket presence, moving around in the pocket, unbelievable.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's not going to exactly be running all over the field.
Yeah.
And
he's not going to put a juke move on you or a swim move, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly, Stiz. So, I'll give my pick later. Who do you guys like today? Who do you got winning? Coach, start with you.
The Rams.
Okay. Stiz.
You know, I said all last week that I would like to see the Rams win just to get Tom Brady out, but I just don't see it happening. I like Tom Brady to face San Fran and get back to the Super Bowl again, unfortunately.
The Rams have more weapons than Iran.
That's a good one, Ted.
That's great.
Yeah, and he's right. They really do. And I think one thing that was really big, and let's see if they continue it this week. I mean, look, really tough on the Bucs. But the Rams ran that football on the Cardinals. Akers looked good. Sony Michel looked good. So if you could continue that just a little bit against the Bucs. I know it's tough, that Bucs defense. Vita Vey up the middle. Ugh, brutal. I mean, you saw the Eagles. They couldn't do shit against that rush defense. But, you know, Rams are a different team. Now, big thing for the Rams, they are missing Andrew Whitworth, their best tackle. He is out. So, we'll see. No, and you're right, Sammy. Brady doesn't hold the ball long. He gets rid of that ball. But, you know, you're missing Godwin. We'll see. You know, because I think they're going to take Ramsey and put him on Evans and then, you know, probably try to maybe double Gronk. We'll see. Going to say make a Scotty Miller or Perriman or somebody like that beat him. So is Grayson playing today? That's something else I want to see. Because I thought he was starting to kind of look good.
So I saw, because he was out last week, I did see questionable status on the TV earlier. So,
okay. Yeah, I'm looking it up too. Not practicing, but improving. He's you're right, questionable.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's he was a player great with getting a little bit of chemistry with, I thought, down the stretch there. And he was out last week. Now, guys, into what I think is the game of the weekend. I mean, obviously, Niners-Packers was a great game, but I still think this is the game of the weekend. Rematch of a game earlier this year. Chiefs-Bills. The Bills won the earlier matchup pretty handily. Obviously, whoever wins this game is going to get a home game against the Bengals, which I think you'd feel, it's a favorable matchup for either of these teams. You know, look, the Bengals are obviously, you know, don't overlook the Bengals. I think we all know that. I mean, the Bengals are a legit team, but I do think it would be a tough road to overcome for the Bengals going into Buffalo or Kansas City on the road. I think a big point of today is, can the Bills continue success with that running game? because, you know, Chiefs don't run the ball. You know, that's what you want to do to the Chiefs is kind of run that football. And I think that might be the key to today's game. If the Bills can continue that success with the running game, and I understand Josh Allen's part of that, but that's been a big part of their run. Josh Allen's been running the ball a little bit more. I mean, he's the first quarterback in history, 4,000 passing yards, 750 rushing yards. I think that's a big part of today's game. Do you think they can continue the success with the run, Coach?
Yeah, I think they can. I think they're starting to gel, and you know, you're seeing it each game get better and better. And I like that, Billy. Yeah. But yeah, I think they can, and I think they'll keep Mahomes off the field.
Yeah, Stiz, do you think they can continue? They can continue with the run game. Got to keep it going.
Well, they're going to need to. Right. You know, they're going to need to run the ball against this team. I mean, the big storyline in Week 5 with that blowout of Buffalo 38-20 was really Dawson Knox,
right,
3 catches, 117 yards, and a touchdown. But more concerning was Patrick Mahomes, 2 interceptions that game. So that's what boded well in the Buffalo's hands. So if that can happen again, Buffalo runs the ball efficiently, I think they may get another win today.
Yeah. And now I backed off it yesterday, so credit to – but if Bills win, me and Stiz said Bengals-Bills AFC Championship. Now, I did come off it yesterday, but Stiz, you know, he said Bengals would get those 2 wins. And I think that's a strong, you know, not many people had Bengals Bills in the AFC Championship. So
no, that
would be a hell of a call. And, you know, like I said, I think that'd be cool too, because who doesn't want to see, honestly, would either of you guys have a problem with the Bengals or the Bills winning the Super Bowl?
No.
I sure as hell wouldn't. Just a newer team, you know. I think both of those stories would be great. Guys, does it come down to quarterback play today? I'll start with you, Coach. Is the difference in the game who plays better at the quarterback position?
I think the NFC, yes. The AFC, no.
Okay. I meant just the Bills Chiefs.
Okay, Bills Chiefs, but you know, I don't. I think it's the running game. I think who runs the ball better and keeps the other off the field. Whatever offense is on the field less, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't bet the under in this game, Ted. Let's just say that. I know. I think it's 54, so it's a lot of points. Not, but yeah, I think you're going to see scoring in this game. I mean, I just think you're going to see scoring.
And we saw yesterday how low scoring the 2 games were yesterday. So, you know, more than likely, you know, all games don't go under or all underdogs don't win. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I would have to bet on the over on that as well.
Okay. Now, Stiz, do you think this game comes down to the quarterback position or no? Do you agree with Coach with the running game?
Well, I mean, it did in Week 5, as I said earlier, with Patrick Mahomes, 2 interceptions. But no, I think it comes down to – I think both these quarterbacks – listen, they both threw 5 for 5 touchdowns last week. So they're going to match each other. They're both going to have lights-out games, I would assume. But, yeah, I think it's going to come down to the running game. It's going to come down – you know, to maybe not necessarily quarterback turnovers, but just turnovers in general.
Right.
But I think it's more like Coach said, it's more of a running game thing than it is, you know, quarterback play.
Who do you guys got?
I have Buffalo.
Me Coach. Too. Okay. Buffalo.
Okay. Stiz, fantasy wise, you had wanted to talk some running backs.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I wanted to talk some, you know, some breakouts and busts from this year. And, you know, got a couple names on the roster here. And you know, I guess I'll start out with the breakouts for this year.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm going to give you, you know, their ADPs, stands for average draft position, their, you know, their overall draft position on fantasy drafts and where they finished at. Maybe give you, you know, some stats for them. You know, I'll start off with Jonathan Taylor. You know, in my opinion, he's going to be the number one overall running back next year. Number one overall pick next year. Wow. Okay. His ADP last year was running back 10. He got drafted 11th overall, which is basically beginning of the second round. He finishes running back 1, 2,171 total yards, 20 touchdowns, which is unbelievable. unbelievable. This kid balled out all year long. If you're a fantasy guy, 373.1 total fantasy points for the year. So he's the first breakout I'll talk about. Now, as far as, you know, your ADP to where he actually finished, he wasn't the best, even though he finished as running back one. Go to Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette had Ronald Jones in the backfield with him. Ronald Jones only missed one game. Leonard Fournette, his ADP was running back 32, 82nd overall draft pick. He finished as a running back six, which in pretty much in any fantasy draft, a running back six is a first-round draft pick. In our drafts, eight out of the top 10 first-rounders were running backs with two receivers sprinkled in, maybe Kelsey. But, you know, it's always running back heavy in drafts. So running back six compared to an 82nd overall, that's great value. An eighth-round value to a first-round value. Pretty damn good.
I'm sorry,
1,266 total yards for the year, 10 touchdowns. He came on strong. And, you know, we talked about last week, too. I mean, the dude was a playoff killer last year, Leonard Fournette. So it's going to be good to see him back this week. And, you know, we'll see what he does. Last breakout I got, James Conner from the Arizona Cardinals. You know, he came from Pittsburgh. He had Chase Edmonds in the backfield, who Chase Edmonds missed five games this year. James Conner's ADP was a running back 35, 97th overall. He finished as a running back five this year. As I alluded to earlier, another first-round pick, 97th overall, late ninth round. What great value. 1,127 yards for the year. The big news was 18 total touchdowns. That's big. You know, he only finished off with 752 of them 1,100 rushing yards, but it was the touchdowns that really mapped them out good. And it's something you have to look into next year for fantasy drafts. You look to see where these guys go. You know, you always look for value. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah,
doesn't always happen year to year. You get the top guys who are always right. going to be, you know, your top three, and we'll talk about them, you know, in the future. But right. Yeah, you look into the good value. If you can get good value like that, ninth round guys, finishes yep. first round guys, man, you're in the money.
And, you know, obviously you'll get in other positions too, Stitch, but it's like a Cooper Kupp. You see a Matthew Stafford coming in, and you kind of, you know, pinpoint a guy like that who, whatever it is, quarterback change, or, you know, maybe you think going from year one to a year two, you know, he's going to make a big jump. Like, I'll give you an example, Devontae Smith. If you got him a pretty good quarterback, I mean, Tampa Bay Bucks, they had that mic'd up stuff. Literally, the coach from Tampa Bay said he can't read, talking about Jalen Hurts. Now, he didn't mean, obviously, he can't yeah. read. He's saying he can't read defenses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, you know, but not great. Great
Cooper,
stuff.
Cooper Kupp yeah. will be a guy I talk about next week when I get into the receivers.
But right, yeah, obviously.
Great point. You know, on the other end of the spectrum – let's talk about the bust from this year.
Right.
And you know, there's quite a few of them, you know, on the running back tandem. But, you know, quite a few. And you know, I just don't have enough time to bring up all of them, but I'm going to bring up my top three.
Okay.
And I'm going to start off with coaches Saquon Barkley. Okay? He missed five games this year. Okay? But, listen, injuries go along with being busts. Doesn't matter if you underperform or if you right. miss games, you're not on the field. What's right. what's coaches saying? The best
availability is your
yeah, right. the best ability
your best
is
ability is your right. availability. Yep.
And I'm telling you, yep. Ted, definitely I'm getting into him next, of course. Saquon Barkley, ADP running back eight. He was drafted ninth overall, which is first round. He finished as running back 30. Running back 30 on the year. Which running back 30 is probably equivalent to like a seventh round pick for what he put out.
Right.
He only had three games this year with over 15 fantasy points. Wow. That's your first round. That's your number one running back on your fantasy team. Eight games this year under 10 fantasy points in the wow. single digits. It's terrible. It's terrible. You know, we talked about it. Coach talked about it. He can't stand it, guy. You know, he just underperforms year to year. He gets banged up year to year, and it's a shame.
And what was his ADP?
His ADP was running back 8 overall.
Okay, 8 overall.
Ninth, eighth running back overall, 9th total pick overall.
Wow.
Because like I said, you know, the first round, usually about 8 or 9 running backs go in the first round. It's very running back heavy because we talked about it earlier in the year, there's only so many quote-unquote bell cow running backs, three-down running backs that are technically not in the committee that really take on that three-down role. There's only about 4 or 5 we talk about. You know, really, Saquon was one of them. You know, and he's a pass catcher. So for points per reception, PPR leagues, he's huge. Well, guess what? He wasn't huge this year once again. Moving right along to Ted's point. My God. I need some therapy. If there's any counselors out there that are taking appointments, you know, after the show's over.
I got a hookup.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach. Give me a hookup. Anything available after this, you know, 11:15 or so slate must be off. I'm wide open. CMC Christian McCaffrey. My God. ADP, running back 1. First overall. He finished at running back 38 overall. Averaged 18.2 PPR points in the 7 games he played. Listen, he missed 23 games in the last 2 seasons. This hits home. This hits home for me. I won my league last year. I got number 1 choice in my league. I never do this, but I said, you know what? McCaffrey's working out over the offseason. He bulked up. He's looking good. I'm taking first overall. I loved him. I drafted Christian McCaffrey, and guess what? I finished 9th this year in my fantasy league. Thanks a lot, CMC. You stink. You stink.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, what talent? And now looking forward, I mean, you got to be nervous about him. Yeah. I mean, he's still going to be a first rounder, but he's going to drop. Yeah. You know, he's going to drop to 6, 7, 8 overall. And I think even then, if he's there staring me in the face, I'm nervous. Great value, but I'm nervous. 2 years of being banged up. Can't trust him.
Now, Stiz, do you think Derrick Henry drops because of the foot injury? Or do you think he stays at?
Well, you know, unfortunately, we only got to see 1 game out of him.
Right.
And he didn't look big. Listen, he scored Tennessee's first touchdown. He looked pretty good.
No breakout runs, but for a guy coming off what he had.
Right. And you know what's good for him is, you know, he's got the steel plate in his foot. He's wearing a special insert in his shoe. He's got a whole offseason to kind of tender that in. So, you know, you really got to look at him in the offseason. You got to look at him in preseason football and see where he is. Yeah, you're nervous. I mean, any big surgery like that, you're definitely nervous. But yeah, Ted, I mean, he's still going, not even top 3. He's going top 2.
Okay.
I mean, it's really him or Jonathan Taylor is going to be the top this year. You know, you go for the younger guy that's not banged up, or you go for the, you know, the old Michelin tires that, I mean, have got you through snowstorms every winter. You know,
reliable.
Yeah. Get them old Michelins on your car.
Right.
So, I mean, it's really a toss-up there. Okay. The last guy I want to talk about real quick before we, you know, fold out is – and there's a couple guys. You know, we mentioned Miles Sanders, 0 touchdowns this year.
Yeah.
I left him off my list, although, man, what a bust he is. And
it's
hard to fathom that a guy that's your main cog and your running back on a number 1
rushing
offense in the league has 0 touchdowns? How is that possible?
Yeah.
I mean, you could be like Daniel Jones on that big run and trip and fall in the end zone.
I think that goes into coaching a little bit too. But yeah, no, there's no doubt about it.
It does. It does for sure. And, we're pulling our hair out. We need therapy, over that. But listen, my third guy I'm going to go with is Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Ooh.
Okay. CEH. Now, he missed 7 games this year.
Right.
Injury. Not available, okay? His ADP was running back 14, 25th overall, which is mid-third round, okay? Actually, mid-second round, I'm sorry. So He finished as running back 46. 517 yards he tallied this year, only 4 touchdowns.
Wow.
Okay. It's hard to trust a running back in a pass-first offense, okay, with Kansas City. Kansas City, you know, they just sling the ball all over the place. And unfortunately, they don't seem to get their running backs involved as much as you like to see them. So, yeah, CEH, running back 46, just isn't doing it for me. And, you know, there was a lot of hope with him this year. We've seen Darrell Williams, you know, come in his place when he was hurt. Darrell Williams did okay, but, you know, like I said, really didn't use him as much. But, yeah, breakouts and busts, I mean, that's my goal on running backs. Okay. You know, we'll bring up some wide receivers next week. You know, yeah. We'll bring up fantasy drafts for next year, this year, and the upcoming weeks. But, yeah, that's –
And I think we're going to talk about strategy too, in the regards to what pick you want, especially after you know the last couple of years.
That's some big talks. Yeah, that's some big talks for sure.
Looking forward to that. Now I'm going to get into my picks real quick. My lock of the day, Coach. You can just if you don't want to make one up, that's fine.
I don't have to make one up. I'm good.
Okay, no. You can make. Okay, all right, good. My lock of the day is going to be the Bills plus 2. It's kind of hard. You see two dogs go in and win yesterday. You know what I mean? So you think, but look, man, I'm going to stick with it. I like the Bills plus 2. This was my best game on the board. You can't go away from it. I mean, look, I have not had a good playoff. I mean, yesterday was very bad for me. And look, I said the Niners were the worst matchup for the Packers.
You did.
I just didn't. I didn't think the Packers were going to blow it. I mean, and honestly, I just – you can't handicap a blocked punt. You know what I mean? And that's the difference in the game. And frankly, guys, I don't think if they punt that ball, I don't think the Niners score a touchdown. I really don't. That defense is playing well. I don't think Jimmy G would have got him in the end zone. But I can't handicap blocked punts. And then I'll look, you know me. I don't like going against Brady. I hate it. And I know I'm probably going to be on here tomorrow saying I should have never went against Brady, but I'm going to go with the Rams. I'm going to agree with Coach, and it drives me nuts, but I'm going to go Rams plus 2.5. Stiz, your lock of the day?
Well, you know, I like Buffalo as well as you do, which would mean that would be the third dog covering, which kind of pushes me to the favorite side of this first game here.
Gotcha.
I'm taking Tampa Bay minus 2.5.
Okay.
You know, I just don't see all four dogs covering, you know, even though only one covered in week one in the wild card races.
Yeah, 5-1.
I can't do it. I just can't go against Tom Brady. I mean, you know, Rams, like Ted alluded to earlier, they got a ton of weapons, more weapons than I ran, which will be in the top 5 comments of the year.
That was great.
For sure. You're definitely in the runnings for number one.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm going to go TB12, man. I you know, your 12-1 home record that you said put up earlier.
Yeah, that's tough.
I mean, that kind of pushes me that way. So I'm going to Bucks. I'm leaning the Bucks minus 2.5.
Coach, who you locking up?
I'm locking up. I like the Rams today.
Okay. All right.
I'm thinking the Rams.
Thanks for mushing me, Stiz. Congratulations. You're going to get
I have a prop.
2-0 yesterday. 2-0 yesterday. Right. Stiz, your prop real quick, and then we'll get yours, Coach.
Yeah, Coach got a prop too. Yeah, my prop for today is, you know, and I should have put my prop yesterday for Evan McPherson because he got it in the first quarter. Oh, but
I looked at that too, over 3.5 field goals between the two, and it went
unbelievable. So I'm going back to my, you know, what I do best is picking field goal kickers. You know, that was my proficiency this year. So I'm going Matt Gay for the Rams to have over 1.5 field goals made.
Okay.
I think they're going to have to kick a couple field goals, and I think Tampa Bay's defense may get to them and maybe force them out of the end zone and make them kick field goals. And Matt Gay's pretty good this year, so yeah, over 1.5 field goals made.
Coach, what's your prop of the day?
My prop, as much as I hate it, OBJ, 54 yards, take the over.
It's 50.5. I want to give you the benefit of the doubt. My book is 50.5.
Taking the over, man. I think that's well underrated.
Yeah, absolutely. 50.5. So Coach has got 50.5, and actually, Coach, I like it, man.
I like it.
All right. Good stuff.
Listen, Coach gets in the playoffs and he gets hot.
You know that's right.
He gets hot.
Coach, you're picking better than I am right now. Although, all right. I'm not trying to, but I think I had the right side of both games. It's just things went not my way. But ultimately, you got the
right. I didn't. Absolutely. All right, guys. Sure you share it with your friends.
All right, Coach goes bad. I'll end the broadcast. He's freezing up. See you guys.
We appreciate the